from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello.
To quote Ellie, Sunny Coast, it's good to be back in your bosom.
In your back right in your bosom.
That's one of your favourite sayings. You're always walking around saying that, and I'm like, it's gross. Stop saying that.
Is a bosom a boob? Or a butt?
Yeah, I think so.
I would like to know the actual definition of the word bosom. My brother's got a friend and they've called him bosom.
Oh, no. His nickname is Bosom.
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 Yeah. All through school, it was bosom. Buzz.
Wow, the big buzz.
Yeah, look, the definition is a woman's chest or breasts.
Yeah, not a great nickname.
But an adjective is very close or intimate. The girls had become bosom friends.
Look, we were going to talk for longer than this for our intro. It's good to be back in your bosom.
The human chest, and especially the front part of the chest, hugged the child to his bosom. You're right. It's titties.
It's titties.
It's titties. Absolutely. Yep.
It does get less gross from here.
Oh, there's 6 minutes about farts.
Less boob chat, though.
Less boob chat.
Mm.
Yeah. Bit of sausage chat, but that's actually not inappropriate.
No.
It's legit sausage chat.
People, we actually got Sunny Coasters to hide their sausages in their backyards.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not a euphemism.
No. And then we actually get a bit serious about kids and social media.
Actually, we started the show very serious.
Yeah.
We thought we were the ABC for a bit.
Yeah. What should I put first in the podcast? The sausage gear or the serious
social
media gear?
Do we
want to
get the serious out of the way with the promise of laughs? Let's get some laughs in towards
the end. As in like a cry now, laugh later type situation?
Yeah. When do you want to feel good? Now or later?
Maybe I'll sprinkle. How about I sprinkle some laughs, then serious, then laughs again.
Okay. So it's like we're going to ride the wave today's show.
Yeah.
Start strong.
Yeah.
What bit are we going to start with?
Maybe.
Sausage.
You talking about rich dead celebrities.
Okay.
The way you hooked it on the show was, up next, I've got a list of celebs that are rich, but dead.
But dead. It hooked people. That was the highest rating part of the show.
I don't know. Anyway, that's up first. Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Live across the sunny coast.
There's a bit of a finger wiggle in that one, isn't there?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Do you need help with your weather?
No.
Because I was at Mooloola Bar this morning and I saw Livio in the flesh.
Did you?
And I didn't. He was just minding his own business. He was listening to music or whatever, going for a walk. And I was like, I'm not going to go up and be like, hey, my co-host needs weather tips. Can you help?
Well, is the reason that you weren't going to do that because it was untrue and I don't need weather tips?
No, you're desperate. We will take all the advice we can get at this point. You said to me 5 seconds before going to air, where's the rain? Do you want me to lift the blinds up and you can have a look out the window now?
Okay. You're supposed to have a chest infection, okay? Go back home. Quarantine, please. I did just fine without you yesterday.
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Just that lingering cough that apparently 3/4 of the sunny coast has right now.
Yep. It is going around. So if you're stuck at home sick, then thoughts going out to you. We're with you.
Nah. If you're stuck at home sick and you're not going to work, awesome.
You did pick a great day to be sick yesterday.
Was it
sleety all day. Just rain.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I don't remember the last time I saw sleet. What's the definition of sleet?
Well, I think it's actually slushy snow. So it wasn't quite sleety.
Livio, if you're listening, our number 545-11919.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
List of the top 5 celebrities that have passed away but are still very rich, even post-life.
This is the list that everyone needs in their lives.
The top 5 richest zombies, celeb zombies. Oh. Can you guess any of the top 5?
Oh, okay. So I get to be quizzed on this.
Yes. Have you got any sort of whimsical music?
Oh, absolutely.
Here we go.
Welcome to Dead Celeb
dead
Trivia.
Celeb. Rich dead celeb.
Okay. So the question is how rich they still are or their family is. Like where are the perimeters?
Based on earnings from 2024.
Right.
So how much money are they still making even though they're no longer with us?
And I don't know how to be gentle about asking this, but
how dead
do they have to be?
Well, there's one level of dead.
Yeah, like...
Yeah.
with the, all the due respect in the world, there's like Liam Payne and then there's like Michael Jackson.
This, I've got this list. This was done before Liam Payne passed away.
Okay, all right.
Sorry, yes.
So a bit.
So Liam's.
Liam's out, okay.
Yeah, he's out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whew. I don't know if we dance around that
good
well, but
we'll.
Bullet
dodge.
Thank you.
Matrix.
Okay. Richest dead celeb.
Come on, you got this.
Is Michael Jackson in
it
there,
sure
please?
Sure is. Hey! Number one.
I will give myself a ding for that.
He is. Ding. That's a lot more than a ding.
Sorry.
He is the richest and most dead celeb on this list.
Is he? Wow. Okay. Oh, okay. If we're talking really dead, what about Elvis?
Elvis is on there as well.
She's good.
Wow. That's number one. So Michael Jackson earned $600 million in the past 12 months. Elvis is up there with 50 mil.
Okay.
I think it might be US.
I would like to lock in one of the dead Beatles. If
no.
possible, but yeah, but
great
that's why I'm
shout.
Not because
oh, no.
Give their yourself fortune a bow bow. Is still probably going to the alive Beatles.
Yes.
So I'm going to give myself a ding for no, just no. showing my working on that one.
You know when your teachers would be like, useful sentences?
Yeah, exactly.
You are the living embodiment of useful sentences.
All right. What about, I'm going to go quite a rogue one here.
Here we go.
Can I please lock in Amy Winehouse?
No, she's not in the top. Do you want me to tell you the remaining three, top five?
Can you give
missing?
Me a hint?
Purple Rain.
Oh, Prince.
Don't give, no, you gave yourself a ding, although be it quiet.
Yeah, it was quiet. My game show music had run out. There we go.
Oh, it didn't need to start again.
Okay,
but
Prince,
that's okay.
Yeah. Okay, another hint, please.
So. Green Eggs and Ham.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. You gave yourself a ding before
Sorry.
I said it.
Was Dr. Seuss on there?
Yes, Dr. Seuss earned 75 mil in the
What's
last year.
What's his real name?
Doctor.
Is his first name actually?
Doctor.
Is his surname actually Zeus?
Zeus. Dr. Seuss. It's also not a Z. So it's Seuss. Dr. Seuss.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder what his first name is. Dr. Brad Seuss.
I don't care.
Dr. Robert Seuss.
Okay, we're going off topic a little bit. I know that I'm losing the crowd, and the crowd be Ellie. Second place. Died in 1991 at the age of 45.
Tupac.
No. He earned $250 million this year. He's been replaced by Adam Lambert. Come on.
The guy from Maroon 5.
No, Adam Lambert's the guy who won American Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's now the front man for what band?
I don't know. Adam Lambert. Not Adam Levine.
No.
Adam Lambert. He's
Adam
the punk
Lambert.
Looking one.
Yes.
Blink 18. No.
No. He's been singing instead of Freddie Mercury with Queen.
Oh, no. I wouldn't have got
don't
him.
Give yourself a ding.
Just for the record, Dr. Seuss's first name, Theodore.
Also, out of the dings, you got five from five, apparently.
Kelly and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, I want to talk about these new laws that have been rushed through Parliament over the last few weeks, last night being confirmed that teenagers under the age of 16, there's new laws coming into effect that'll mean that they're banned from TikTok, Snapchat, Instagram, X, and Reddit. Now, this is huge.
Massive.
For parents and kids alike.
I'm trying to think back to how old I was. I think I got Facebook in like 2009, like early days.
Yep.
It felt like I had one friend on Facebook at the time, like one other person I knew had it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it kind of blew up in 2008, I think, Facebook. That was when it started becoming like a worldwide phenomenon.
Or maybe I had it in 2007.
Hey, look at you, early adopter. But yeah, you and I kind of just missed the social media phase, you know, having it as a kid. We had MSN. Does that count?
It does not count.
No?
Bring it back, though. Whoever made MSN, bring it back.
But this is huge because I got to say, I'm all for it. I think that there's so much harm that comes from kids using social media, you know, be it cyberbullying, be it, you know, picking up the wrong ideals from the world, because the internet is a dangerous place.
It is.
You know?
I think it's a scary place.
Unfiltered what kids can get access to these days.
I'm going to give you my opinion. It's the opposite.
Oh.
I don't like these law changes at all.
Really?
Go back to being the 13. Because there are kids growing up at the moment. They're 7 to 12 that are counting down the days until they're 13
mm-hmm.
so that they can hop on Facebook or Instagram or whatever and chat with their friends. It's fun, it's cool, and at that surface level, which is all the kids want to use it for, that's what they want. It's their network.
Yeah, but
they are a digital generation growing up with phones in their hands. Like, we as parents put iPads in the kids' hands from, you know, 6 months.
Yeah, but
you can't expect them to wait until 16.
What's the alternative? What's going to happen?
Teenagers don't wait until 16. Well, for other things, I don't think they're going to wait for social media.
100%. There's going to be workarounds for sure, but the onus is going to be on the social media companies. So they're going to be facing millions and millions of dollars worth of fines. I'm talking about the Facebooks and the Snapchats and the Instas.
Yeah.
If kids are finding workarounds for this. So they're going to be going gung-ho on trying to stop them.
Kids lie at the moment.
Correct.
There are 10, 11-year-olds out there I know that have Facebook.
Yeah, of course. Because
and they just lie about their age.
They're allowed to.
Exactly. You
know?
Put the year down.
Yeah.
So they're old enough.
Well, look, you and I aren't parents and we're not teenagers. So
I think this just gets the social media platforms to wipe their hands of any responsibility for anybody under 16.
But now they can't. Now that these laws are coming into place, they're facing huge fines. So it's not parents. The onus isn't on parents. The onus isn't on the kids.
Right.
The onus is on social media companies.
Are you going to need some ID to get it then?
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what they come up with, potentially.
All right. 545-11919, Sunny Coast, where do you stand on this? Parents especially,
mm-hmm.
or even kids that are, you know, got it at the moment and they're going to have it taken away.
Yeah, if you're 13 and you've got your own Instagram account. And
I'm sorry. I'm with you, kids. I'm sorry. I'm trying my best here.
Let kids be kids. There's all the time in the world for doom scrolling and, you know, messaging people at all hours of the morning when you're over 16. You don't need it when you're 13.
You don't know, and then that's not what they're using it for, though, or at least the large majority aren't. If you're 13 at the moment, you've already got an account.
Mm-hmm.
These laws come in at the end of next year, so you'll be 14 in a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get to keep it, or do you have to delete it?
Theoretically, you're going to be forced to delete it when the new laws come into effect.
You can't do that. Imagine somebody taking your Facebook away. Think back to early Facebook days. You've just spent the last 3 years on MySpace.
To be fair.
Coding your own profile and sorting out your top eight. All of a sudden you get your Facebook, you're a year in, and then they come along and take away your Facebook.
I don't think kids are using Facebook these days. I think it's more Snapchat's the big one that they're going to be taking away.
Like, yeah, the equivalent big one for today.
Yeah. Insta and Snapchat are going to be taken away.
It was Facebook for us because there was no other option.
Yeah. Oh, Facebook was huge.
Like Instagram.
MySpace was the best, though. The top friends.
It really was. And that's when social media peaked. I don't like these law changes. I think they're fine as is. There's always going to be some issues.
11919. We want your thoughts on these. Parents, kids, you know, if this applies to you, we want to hear from you as well. You know, are you mad about it? Are you up in arms? We want your thoughts. Caller of the Week is going to win a $100 prepaid Visa gift card. Okay,
so you
can
stoked?
Spend that on whatever.
There could be some parents cheering right now.
As a prospective parent,
mm-hmm.
like, you know, I hope to have kids one day, and the thought of my kids having social media scares the bejesus out of me. Because I wouldn't know how to police it, you know?
Yeah, but you just teach them, right?
Yeah, but you can have every good intention in the world and they could stumble across Andrew Tate or something.
Totally.
And follow him on Insta and get his views. And then all of a sudden, my kid's a knob.
5-4.
And Sean is in Bly Bly. Sean, what are your thoughts on this one?
Well, I'm all for it. You know, like, I'm from around pre-internet. And so I've seen how it can destroy lives and stuff. So I think it's good that they're doing that because these kids they don't know any better. And there's also the online bullying. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And you can't get away from that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like you don't need that to be around. Like when I was young, you would memorize your friends' numbers. Now like you don't memorize anything, and you're all about your phone and stuff. And I just think that, like, it'll help them get out and play and do things rather than just, like, focus on that and what people care about.
Absolutely.
Know?
We haven't thought about the online bullying side of things.
Yeah, I think that's the main reason that these have come into place,
these
new laws. But I know, like, as an adult myself, I find myself doom scrolling, you know, before I go to bed each night and falling down these rabbit holes and, you know, looking at these hot models and being like, why can't I be like that? And yeah, I'm a 33-year-old, you know?
And they think that that's the go-to of how people look and whatnot, and it's not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's a world beyond the tech world that, like, you should be focused on, because it doesn't matter what age, you can get onto tech and then be brilliant at it. But I think that's too young to be onto that stuff.
Yeah, I agree. Do you have kids yourself, Sean?
I do, 7 and 5, so.
Yeah, so this, you know, these laws are definitely going to affect your kids in the next few years. How good?
100%. Thank you, Sean.
Are these laws
just for Australia?
Yes.
Okay. Yep, I wonder if the rest of the world will follow suit, because we're that little small market that likes to test these sort of things.
Yeah, well, I'd say there's probably already laws in place in other countries, but I am not well-versed enough, Tassie.
No, neither.
I should have done my research. But let's move on to Jim in Caloundra.
Don't start doing research now, just because. Hey, Jim, what side of the fence do you fall on here, mate, with these social media law changes?
Oh, I'm against them.
You're against them? Why so?
Well, I think if politicians wanted to do something to help Australian kids, they'd address the housing disaster that they're ignoring. And for the kids that aren't in houses, who are in tents, social media access is maybe some of their only means of escape and, you know, a bit of distraction from the fact that there is the victims of the housing disaster.
Yeah.
I think it's a big pie in the sky and a distraction.
To get radio stations like us talking about it and all of a sudden missing bigger issues.
Well, if they really wanted to help kids, they'd make sure there were no kids living in tents.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, gosh, it'd be bloody hard to be a politician because there are so many issues out there, you know,
and you try to solve one. They're picking and choosing, and they're looking in the other direction from kids living in tents in Australia, which shouldn't be happening.
Yeah.
And like I said, for those kids that are stuck in tents, the social media access they have is possibly their only means of escape.
Yeah.
And this is, you know, not being considered by people who don't have any kids either.
Yeah, that's a phenomenal point you've just brought up to our show, Jimmy. Thank you so much for your call.
Have a good day, guys.
Great angle.
Look, it's convoluted. It really is. And is there any right answer? Probably not. What works for one kid may not work for another.
Totally. And there's going to be problems regardless. There's problems in today's system that they've got with the 13-year-old starting on social media. Those problems aren't going to go away. They'll just move.
I feel sad now.
Oh, don't feel sad. Let's play some music or something.
All right, how about news? Would that do?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
I want to tell you a story of something that's happened to me.
I'm rubbing my hands together with this. This is absolute gold. This is why I dragged myself out of my sick bed this morning to come to work.
So I wanted to do something nice for my nana. Right? She's 94 years old.
Yeah.
And she had to go to hospital day before yesterday. Mm-hmm. So yesterday.
94?
Yeah.
So she was born in the
1920 she was born. Oh, sorry. Yeah, 1930.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I know. She's had a good innings.
Yeah.
But she had a fall. She's got COVID. She's not doing too well.
She lived through World War II.
Yeah. Yeah, she's got stories about it.
Wow.
Mm, it's a good...
What's her name?
Mavis.
Hey, Mavis.
Shout out to you, Mavis. Sitting in hospital at the moment.
Good to know that it's taken 100 shows for you to bring her up on the show.
I have talked about Nan all the time. She's been on the show. Oh, not with
you. She should feature it more than just 1% of our shows.
She's been on CFM before. We got her on during COVID, I remember, because we were all stuck at home.
Yeah.
And we got her on to find out what they used to do in the olden days because they didn't have, they were all stuck at home doing nothing.
Pre the year 2000, Nana, what was the go?
Anyway, so Nan, poor Nan's in hospital. Mm. I was feeling really bad for her yesterday, so I thought I'm going to film a video for her.
Great.
And send it to my mum, and mum can show Nan, give her something to do.
Couple of lols while she's sitting in the hospital bed.
Yep, gave her a little tour of my garden. She loves the garden.
Non-stop gags from you, I'm sure.
You'd think. So I sent her this video. Went for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah.
And mum responded a couple of hours later. Just showed Nan your video. She was loving it, but fell fully asleep before it finished. Nan fell asleep.
Oh, my gosh.
I am a professional entertainer, Taz, and my own Nana fell asleep.
Surely there's nothing more cute in the world than you filming a video for her
right?
when she's not feeling well.
Yeah. That's
can
the
we?
Here.
Okay, is this from the beginning? I'll let you know. Start playing into the mic. I'll let you know when she fell asleep.
Okay.
Hi, Nan. Excuse my bed hair and dishevelled look. I haven't gotten ready for the day yet.
Okay, now.
That's fair.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9
CFM. The last couple of weeks we've been saying Foz is wedding this, Foz is wedding that. Nobody's saying M's wedding, okay? Foz's beautiful partner, M, joins us on the line. Hello, M.
Hello. I actually think it should be called M's Wedding featuring Foz.
Yes.
Foz has done sweet F all, really.
Yes,
this
that's
should be
what
the
I've heard.
Taz show featuring Ellie.
Oh,
as
I don't
well.
Know about that.
Hey, M, we've got you on the show this afternoon. I know you're very busy. You're at your welcome drink, so thank you so much for giving us some time. We want to know superstition that you've got involved with today, because the weather's not looking great for tomorrow.
Thanks for that reminder, Taz. I've been religiously looking at the weather app all week. I even contacted two meteorologists today. They've both said call it now and organise for indoor ceremony. I am still holding on to hope that we have sunshine tomorrow at 3:30 p.m.
Yep.
And I've actually gone to the length of planting a sausage in my backyard.
You've planted a sausage?
So, okay, so, Em, let's take a couple of steps back. Where did you see this from, and have you planted it yet?
I think it popped up on Pinterest, because I've spent a lot of time on Pinterest of late. Apparently, it's a TikTok trend. I'm too old for TikTok, don't have that. But apparently, okay, the superstition is if you plant a sausage the day before your wedding, then you won't have rain.
So did you cook the sausage?
That's all I know. I don't know if it's cooked or uncooked. I've gone with uncooked. I don't know if it's a chicken or pork or beef. I've gone with two. I went with beef and pork.
Have you gone like a horizontal approach with the sausage? I feel like vertical is a little bit
like a
how
carrot.
You're going.
Like a carrot.
Well, I didn't have that long to plant the sausage, so I went horizontal. I did put it in my brown paper bag as well.
Oh.
It's going to decompose with the sausage. But I'm also worried. We have a golden retriever at home right now. And I don't know if that sausage is still going to be buried.
No, absolutely.
One man's sausage is another man's treasure.
Ziggy the dog's licking his lips right now.
Could I plant a sausage to help out, Em?
Please, anyone on the sunny coast, I beg you, now, if you want to help Em and Foz, plant a sausage in your backyard.
Would a chipolata work, or does it have to, like a wiener? What are we talking?
Look, I don't know the specifics. Let's just go with all cooked, uncooked, hot dogs, Coles brand, whatever.
If you do put the little chipolatas, it just means it'll be a light sprinkle tomorrow.
True.
It's not going to have the full effect.
So true.
Look, we want a little bit of rain, because apparently that's good luck on your wedding, but not downpours. Oh. I still want to get married on the lawn.
Chipolata sounds like the way to go then. Avoid the South African sausages. Have you seen them? The ones
no, the curly ones.
Yeah, curly. Yeah, that'll mean hail, surely.
Sausages in the ground. Fingers crossed. Have the best day tomorrow. Thank you so much for giving us some time.
No worries, guys. I'll see you tomorrow.
Before
Bye.
We let you go, Em, just quickly, you said earlier that you rang a bunch of meteorologists to check in with the weather. Just wondering why my phone didn't ring as the resident weather girl on the Ellie and Taz show.
Sorry, Ellie. I missed you on that one.
All right. Don't worry. I'll keep you updated tomorrow during the wedding. As you're walking down the aisle, Em, looks like there's a shower on the way. I'll be there.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Brides-to-be around the world are burying sausages in their backyards the day before their wedding to make sure that it doesn't rain on their wedding day. Foz's beautiful partner, Em, she's worried about the wedding tomorrow. The forecast doesn't look great. She has buried a sausage, but because we have this thing, we may be able to bury a few more sausages than that.
Let's get as many sausages as we can in the ground across
yep.
the coast to
yep.
ward off the 30 mils of rain that the coast is expecting tomorrow.
Okay, let's go to the phones. 545-11919. G'day, Mandy.
Hello there.
Hello, Mandy, your sausage holding.
Oh,
no. Sorry, it didn't come
Restart.
Out right.
Restart.
Hello, Mandy, a legend.
Now, I'm here to help you out.
Thank you. This is what we need. Now, I believe you're in possession of some sausages.
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple I can just for better luck.
Okay, great.
So you've got two sausages for us, Mandy?
Yep.
We need you to bury those sausages in your backyard.
Rightio, I can do that.
What type of sausages are we talking? Are they cooked?
Oh, they're old English sausages from the fresh from the butcher.
Oh, butcher sausages.
Butcher sausages. This will be very good luck for tomorrow,
yes.
I'm sure.
All right.
Thank you, Parisian Springs Butchers.
Thank you. Indeed. Parisian Springs Butchers could be the saviour of Foz and Em's wedding.
May I say, they're probably the best rain-cancelling sausages on the sunny coast.
Well, I mean, if this works, they've got to put a sign up in the window.
Totally. We'll go down there. We'll go down there if it works. Okay, Mandy, talk us through it. Are you outside at the moment?
I am, and my two dogs are hassling me for these sausages.
Yeah, that's going to be Christmas come early for me.
Mum, you tell us not to dig, and yet you're digging, and you're putting sausages there. We thought that's where they came from.
Yeah. Are you going to use a shovel or anything, or is this just a...
I have got a little grandma gardening shovel.
Yes, Mandy! Okay, we'll hand you the radio show. Tell us what's going on.
Okay. There's a pre-dug hole from the two Great Danes.
Perfect.
So I chucked the two snags in there, and I'm just scooping the loose soil just on top of them. Hazel, move.
Hazel, get out of the way.
Hazel,
Mom's working.
You can have them in like 5 minutes once the two radio idiots are off the phone.
No, Hazel.
Okay,
come.
Two sausages successfully buried good and proper.
It's like radio.
Em, we are trying our best for you. The bride-to-be tomorrow, all the best for the wedding. And Mandy, guess what? $100, that Visa prepaid gift card, well-deserved.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
No worries. You can go back to the Parisian Springs Butcher and buy yourself some more snaggers.
I will have to.
Good on you, sister. You're a legend, Taz.
We've done our best.
We're saving weddings left, right and centre.
That's right. Hide the sausage, everyone.
Hazel, you can have it now.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Give you a little insight as to what happens during the songs. Ellie's just turned to me. She's laughed at her phone. She's looked up at me and gone, gee, I'm going above and beyond for this break coming up. So I don't know what I've been getting for the last year and a bit of the show, but apparently this is next level.
I apologise in advance if the next few minutes of radio is a little bit immature, but I saw this about 5 days ago, Taz, and I've been waiting for you to come back to work so we can talk about
it. Okay, all right.
The National Science Agency, the CSIRO, have released a new app asking people to track and log their farts.
Track and log their farts.
Correct. Yep. It's part of a broader research into gut health.
Who's farting? Sorry. Who's farting and going, oh, mark the time down, 5:13?
Well, funny you ask that. Users of this app, Taz,
yes.
Which I have gone above and beyond for the show, and I have downloaded the Chart Your Fart
app. Is that what? No, that's not what it's called.
That is actually what it's called, and it gets
Chart Your Fart
better.
Oh my gosh, it does too.
So I downloaded the app. Firstly, it asked me my gender, makes sense. Mm-hmm. Asked me my age, makes sense. Asked me my diet, makes sense. Asked me my level of education. Why does that come into play?
Look, studies show that students of university fart more than people that do a trade.
I've signed up. They've told me they'll keep me anonymous, which is good. Because, well, I mean, I don't fart, so I'm not going to be using it. But
hang on. I know the app said they'll keep you anonymous.
Yeah.
Will you share your results?
No, because girls
with the Sunny Coast in a week.
No.
So right now, 5:14 on a Thursday afternoon, will you share? I'll do it.
No, because girls don't fart.
Well, then you'll have nothing to share.
Okay, yeah, I'll do that then. No worries. You can do yours. When you open the app and you sign up and let them know your level of education, very important for this research, it comes up with how many you've recorded for the day, right? So there's a button that says it alternates each time you press it. Report an SBD, silent but deadly. The next one, report a flump.
Oh.
Just different words. And then it will say, okay, so you flumped. Add ratings. It makes you
ratings?
Add, yep. I'll run you through some of the ratings.
Cool.
Stench. From odorless to toxic is one of those little slidey meter things.
Who's using this information?
CSIRO. Loudness between silent and deafening.
Deafening.
Duration, brief, and eternity are your two options there.
Eternity.
Linger. Fleeting or perpetual.
Is there a stenchometer?
Yeah, like stench was the first one. From odorless to toxic.
Ah, good.
Yeah. And then finally, detectability. Was it discreet or was it blatant? So then you put all of those in,
mm-hmm.
and then I have recorded one cutting the cheese so far today. What?
Look, I know you say that, you know, you don't fart and yada yada and girls
Correct.
Don't. And
yeah,
rah, rah, rah.
Girls don't.
I've had a girlfriend before.
Yeah.
I've had multiple. And they do. I can tell you that they do.
Well, I don't know if they told you everything about themselves, Taz.
Will you log it truthfully?
No.
And then share those results on
Absolutely not.
On the show
no.
next week?
No.
What do we have to do to get that level of...
insight?
Yeah. With Ellie next week. I'll do it. I'll be honest.
I'm sure you will. That's good for you.
Yeah.
But
Ellie, for the show.
For the show. I don't
care. It's great content. The Sunny Coast wants to know.
The Sunny Coast does not want to know.
No, they do. They didn't 5 minutes ago, and now they do.
No, you do not want to know the stench, the discreetness, or the lingering effects.
But you're going to give us an average for the week, aren't you? You're going to be like, well, across the last 7 days, 65 times.
No, absolutely not. That's what happens.
I'll give you $50.
It would cost $50 million for me to do that.
I almost swore. That's how angry I am.
No one wants to hear it, bud. But hey.
I almost used another F word that wasn't fart.
If it's up your alley and you want to get around the Chart Your Fart app,
it might be
it
up your
science.
Alley initially, and then you let it out and then you track it on your app. No, don't hit the next button. We're talking about this.
What?
Yes, we are.
No.
$50 cash.
No, that's not enough.
75.
No.
I will pay.
No, I want you to track it
properly.
Figures.
I don't need you to show me the results, but I want there to be an honesty system to know that you're going to do it properly for the week and then you'll come in and report it next week.
Okay, but you'll get zero.
No.
And I'll get
honesty system.
I need four figures. At the least. Probably more like five.
You wouldn't do it for $1,000 cash.
No. Girls don't fart. I physically couldn't do it, Taz.
I love you so much, but this annoys me. I'd do it for free. I'm going to pay to do it.
Good. That's really
bucks.
Good for you.
50.
That's really good for you. I look forward to hearing your results.
The CSIRO needs the results.
Nah, they're good. They'll be fine.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Big, big show coming our way. Well, actually not coming our way, but coming Earth's way next year, 2025. Coachella over in California. So it's the Coachella Valley Music and Arts Festival. Big music festival every year.
Mm-hmm.
The lineup's dropped overnight. I think it is the best Coachella lineup we've ever had.
It's like the biggest festival in the world, right? They always get pretty big acts.
It's massive. So it's across two weekends. It's a Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then it's a consecutive Friday, Saturday, Sunday as well. Get this. The Friday night, you're going to see Benson Boone, Missy Elliott, and headlining Lady Gaga.
Oh.
Now, I thought we could do a slightly different thing today.
Mm.
Instead of Coachella.
Mm-hmm.
Coachelli.
What are you...
So headlining Friday, Lady Gaga.
What
have you got?
Polka face.
Ma. Love it, right? Okay, so Coachella, that's the Friday. Coachella on the Saturday, mm-hmm. headlined by Green Day.
Wake me up when September ends.
Love it. And if you're going to go on the Sunday, which is April 13 and April 20 next year in 2025, you are going to see Post Malone.
Oh, I had some help and then I'm trying to mess up by myself.
Okay, he needs to learn the lyrics a little better, but...
For a fortnight there you are.
That's Taylor Swift.
Isn't Post Malone on that one?
Oh, yeah, it is Post Malone on that one as well.
What was his old one?
He's got about 18 to choose from.
I'll
go through the lineup while Post Malone struggles to remember his own songs. Shaboozy.
Shaboozy.
Charlie XCX. Megan Thee Stallion. Zedd. Benson Boone. Jimmy Eat World's in there as well. Plus hundreds more. Coachella 2025 may be worth the international flight to go and see them.
I remembered my favourite Post Malone song to sing.
Well done, Posty.
fall apart.
That's terrible. Down to my core. I think I might still be sick and take the rest of the day off.
Yeah, that's fair.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Luke Bieber's best. Controversial.
Huge call.
I know. I know. I'm going to make a lot of enemies saying that, but I like boyfriend. We're Ellie and Taz. This is CFM.
Listen to all those enemies. Wow.
Honestly, put your pitchforks down, Sunny Coast. Hey, let's play Bandle. That's how we win them back, Tassie. The game where a song gets broken down into its parts.
Any enemies that you made making fun of Justin Bieber?
I'm not making fun of him. I'm selecting a favourite of his repertoire.
Any enemies that you made just then from that comment are not going to care that today's song is from 1974.
Ugh.
So, Sunny Coast, how this works, we're all working together as a team. Me, you, and Ellie Chaney over there. We're all going to work together to try and guess this mystery song from the 70s. So, Ellie and I are probably not going to know it. We're going to need your help. 545-11919. When you think you know what today's song is.
We did talk earlier, about 20 minutes ago on the show, about rich dead celebrities. Mm. So maybe one of them is going to pop up.
Maybe. From 1974. We'll see if we get it. There is $100 to spend at Moolabar Music. Up for grabs, your local music superstore.
Alrighty, here we go. Layer number one. Ooh, funky drum beat.
Yeah. Sounds like a ride cymbal from those for those drummers playing along at home.
Oh. I think it sounds like a bongo. It's the only drum I know.
Bongo is the only drum you know.
Legit. If you ask me the difference between...
You don't know a timpani?
Oh, isn't that like a xylophone?
No.
Bongo.
Let's get...
Snare drum?
Let's add literally anything else to the song right now. You know what this screams?
What?
It screams, Ellie and Taz don't know this song.
Sounds like a very well-crafted song, though.
1974. If you're a kid from the 70s, we need your help. 545-11919. Have a shot at the $100 voucher to spend at Moolabar Music. Can we add another instrument, please?
Sure, why not some piano? Oh, I know it!
Let the Sunny Coast get it. Let the Sunny Coast get it. Let's go to the phone lines. 545-11919. Is this Kaz?
It is.
Hello, Kaz. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing really well. What do you think today's song is?
Sweet Home Alabama.
Sweet Home Alabama.
Yeah.
What a banger.
Should we play it on C?
Well, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I sang that song in the Year 6 band at school, so I should have got it earlier.
Isn't it just Sweet Home Alabama on repeat? Is that the only lyric?
Pretty much. Oh, no, and the governor's true. Well, I heard Mr. Young sing about her.
Kaz, you don't have to laugh. You've got the $100 to spend at Moolabar Music. Well done.
Thanks so much.
No worries, Kaz. Bandle will be back tomorrow, Sunny
Coast.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM. That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.